You're listening to NITV Radio. Today, we're joined by Anangu artist Elizabeth Close, here to talk about Taru Taru, the Ghana Skink, a 27-metre installation, joining Fuse Festival 2025. Thanks for joining us today, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give us an introduction? Who are you? Who's your mum? Where are you from? What do you do?
My name is Elizabeth Yanyi Close. I'm a Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara woman, so from APY land in Central Australia. And I'm an Aboriginal visual artist. I have a studio practice. I have a large scale public art practice and a digital art practice. And I've been a practicing artist for about 20 years. And yeah, that's me.
Your work, Taru Taru, the Ghana Skink, it's joining Fuse Festival for Spring 2025. Can you share with the audience, what is this installation artwork?
Yeah, so Taru Taru is the culmination of, it's the first iteration of this artwork. This happened, it's got to be sort of 2023, I think, when this work was first created for a festival called Illuminate in Adelaide. I live on beautiful unceded Ghana country down here in South Australia in Adelaide, and I was approached by Zoos SA and Illuminate Adelaide to work with an organisation called Blank Canvas to create artwork to cover this 27-metre sort of inflatable animatronic skink to tell the story. It was a collaboration with Jack Buckskin, who is a senior Ghana man and cultural custodian, to tell the story of Taru Taru, the Ghana Skink, and to create the artwork as a collaborative piece, as a sort of a major part of this exhibition, as part of through the zoo called Light Creatures, where there was a number of these large installations that you could walk through the zoo at night in the middle of winter that had sort of projections and stuff, but it was all throughout the city as well. But Light Creatures was this wonderful sort of standalone project within it. And so Taru Taru was then taken outside of Light Creatures, and as were sort of a number of these other installations as well. But Taru Taru is very special as a standalone work. And now it's joining Fuse Festival. And so, for audiences in Melbourne, that's, where you're going to be able to see the work.
For this work, it's said to be a reflection of connection to country that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have. What is the story of the Ghana Skink?
Yeah, I was really fortunate to be able to work with Jack. And, I'm fortunate, to be able to work with on Ghana country and to have strong ties to the Ghana community and be able to collaborate. And so I worked with Jack, he came with the storytelling and the narrative, and I brought the visual language to kind of help tell that story as well. And so Taratu is the Ghana word for skink. And in through Ghana storytelling, it says that, in the beginning there was only man, and the country was passed down from father to son, but that wasn't sustainable. So the skink, Taratu, who was the creator of ancestors, he arrived and he cut man in half with his tail, so creating man's equal, woman. And so woman followed her husband because he was the one that knew how to live on the land, and she developed her own culture. But with woman came sort of different laws and different responsibilities of sort of overseeing culture and sort of governing ceremonies. And so while man and woman's world were separate, they very much worked harmoniously together as two halves of one whole, and sort of honouring their different roles and sort of sharing the load. And so one of the sort of central tenets of this work was this sort of line, this line that sort of wove its way through and across and, through the centre of the head of the skink, and then down and across, sort of meandering down right through to the tip of the tail, that sort of denoted that sort of concept of that the two halves, the duality, man and woman, earth and some water, sort of elemental duality is a concept, but coming back to that tale of duality that is sort of man and woman, that's the story of Taru Taru. And so, and then bringing it together as well, other reflections of country and the way that I talk about acknowledging country and reflections of countries, reflecting landscape through palette and other elements that I use to talk about country through the work.
This installation, it's massive at 27 metres. It's also a light work with technicians. You had a crew of three for installing, a supervisor and a lighting technician. And this work is also a collaboration with Jack Buckskin. How has the collaboration process been significant for this artwork?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Massive is an understatement. Yeah, the installation was, it was massive. And I mean, like a crew, yeah, it was a crew of three for installation. And then, well, I mean, actually it was probably more. And then, lighting technician. I mean, there was, in the beginning, obviously there was the collaboration with Jack for the narrative. But then, you know, there's the entire crew. This was a blank canvas. So, this is Joe Blank, like his baby, who, you know, brought me on board, lead visual artist on the project. They were based in Melbourne, and this sort of happened, you know, right at the sort of thick of COVID. So I couldn't go to Melbourne to be part of the actual sort of fabrication of the skink itself. And so there were other people on the ground, you know, building it. So it wasn't like, so in addition to the installation team, there were like a team of six building the skink itself. So the collaboration on the artwork, the design development, the collaboration on creating the mock-up, the digital mock-ups of how the design's going to sit on it, the collaboration on the narrative and how my artwork is going to fit the narrative. So that collaboration between me and Jack, and then the installation and, you know, making sure that we can realise this, how are we going to make this artwork sing and do testament to this artwork and this entire process. I mean, yeah, and look, I am firmly of the belief that collaboration is so critically important. I mean, I think collaboration is something that we as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people do incredibly well. I think it's something that's innate to our culture and us as people, I think it's so critical, and it has been for me as an artist, because I've got so many different arms to my practice. You know, when I started out, my career grew so organically. You know, I'm self-taught. But then, you know, I think about what I've done. You know, I started out, you know, with a modest studio practice, you know, just painting canvases and things like that. And then had my children. We moved back to country to the APY. We were living in Armada for a while, and then ended up coming back. And then I had the opportunity to do street art, and then got the bug for that because I love increasing the visibility of art and culture on the public space. But, you know, I kind of had to learn how to do that, and started off with small walls, but then, you know, had the opportunity to do, like, do you want to do a 6-story wall or a 9-story wall? But then the way that I learned to do that was by collaborating with artists that could, and, you know, learning how to use big machinery by shadowing artists and being mentored by artists that could. And so that's what, you know, so it's through collaboration that real magic happens. You learn from other artists, and you learn from the people around you. And then I pass that on, you know. So, the biggest work that I've done is a 9-story piece of artwork in Melbourne, and brought on board a Wurundjeri artist, you know, to mentor her, and she's now going on to do big things like that. I've done a collaborative work with a bronze smith called Clancy Warner, and we did these bronze dingoes, Kupapa Chukupa, which is installed down here on Kaurna country as well. And I don't know how to do a bronze, I don't know how to make a bronze dingo, but it's, you know, this wonderful thing that I can, that sits in my artist sort of artist CV, because, you know, through collaboration comes real magic. And so I project, and this artwork, it just wouldn't have happened without collaboration. And so the collaboration is, I think, one of the most critical things that you can do as an artist. And, you know, there's that saying, you know, no man is an island, and nothing could be truer for an artist. Yeah, if you cloister yourself away as an artist, then, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice.
It sounds like Tarutaru is community and collaborative based, not just in it being made, but also when it's being shown too.
Absolutely. It's people engage with the work. Obviously, it was installed initially as part of Light Creatures in the Adelaide Zoo. So obviously, the target audience as such, although Illuminate Adelaide draws in hundreds of thousands of people each year. And obviously for the light creatures in particular, it was that the target audience was families and children. But it was certainly not limited to that. But it was such an engaging piece of work that, you know, you could interact with the work as well. It very much became a piece of the community, and people really engaged with it as though it was. And people talked about it. And, you know, even now, you know, people are trying to place me in a context because I've done so much work around Adelaide. You know, I could say, you know, I can point to a particular piece of work or whatever. They're asking me about, oh, have you painted something I would know? You know, that's one of the things. Oh, you know, did you take your kids to light creatures? And they're like, yeah. And I did the giant stick. And they're like, oh my God, yes, I know about that one. So yeah, it is. It's in that sort of community kind of zeitgeist, I suppose.
And with the skink, obviously it's been part of Adelaide, but now it's joining Fuse with Darebin Arts for this spring festival. What do you hope that Melbourne audiences will get when they experience it?
That's a really good question. So obviously, but it's what I guess I hope for it is that not only do audiences in Melbourne enjoy, you know, because it has such a beautiful aesthetic. It's so imposing. It's so big. It's so vivid, and it just captures you. It's quite majestic and awe-inspiring to see. And it has a beautiful soundscape that goes with it. But it's also got a wonderful and compelling narrative that goes with it. And so the thing that I love most about Tharatara going, you know, across the country is that it's taking that story with it. And so audiences in Melbourne, you know, particularly, you know, so families and families in Melbourne who might not know a lot about other language groups, particularly, you know, other language groups. Think about other language groups that are, you know, maybe a little bit more prominent, like, you know, Pepli in Darwin, places where they might be cognizant of where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are, where they practice their art, where it's, you know, in the sort of public consciousness, but don't sort of maybe think about, you know, other sort of places, capital cities, and what people in sort of places like Adelaide practice culture and what stories there are. What it does is that, you know, it's increasing the visibility of other language groups and other creation stories. And so, you know, obviously it's this very beautiful piece of artwork that draws you in. It forces the narrative into your consciousness. And so that's what I'm hoping that audiences get from that experience.
And for audiences who are keen to see Tharatharu, the Kaurna skink, for Fuse Spring 2025, where can they find more information about the skink or even about you and your art practice?
They can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Elizabeth Close Arts. I'm on Instagram at Elizabeth Close Arts. I've got a website, elizabethclosearts.com.
I want to say thanks for sharing with us today, Elizabeth.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that audiences in Melbourne get to Tharatharu the Kaurna skink and really enjoy Fuse Spring 2025.
That was Elizabeth Close, contemporary Aboriginal visual artist. You can experience the installation Tharatharu the Kaurna skink at Fuse Spring 2025 from the 31st of August to the 14th of September. To find out more about Fuse, you can find it at the Darebin Arts website for festival programming or for anything else, all things Fuse. You're listening to NITV Radio.